Sitting here broke and broken, frustrated but trying to keep hoping. I'm laughing while others are joking, but on the inside there's pain. In this dark emotional place, peace is the only goal I chase, and quoting Bible verses is a waste because they don't help me to sustain. And all my prayers go unanswered, so on Sabbath when I get handsome, I make sure to wear my happy Sabbath mask so they can think it's all good. Because, I mean, no one wants to hear about a believer who might end it all if he could. Yeah, I'm going through it. But you can't tell church folks you're depressed, because they'll say you're clearly not in Christ, and there's no way you can be blessed. So sometimes I want to jog their memory. Remind them that even Christ felt sorrow in Gethsemane, but I'm in no mood to debate theology. So I just leave the mask on so they won't bother me. Faith the size of a mustard seed. Supposedly that's all you need. Well, you know what? I hate that metaphor because I have never liked mustard. And quite frankly, I don't want to tell a mountain to go from here to there. I just want to be able to keep the lights on and have enough money left over to buy some grease for my daughter's hair. But maybe I lack perspective, because I can't quite make sense of my situation. It's just, there's been so much illness and loss, anxiety and pain. It's like my field is catching the drought while the unjust get all the rain. The earthly sanctuary had fine linen and golden lamps, so how can I feel like I'm your child, unemployed on food stamps? So many relationships have failed, one right after the other. If you can resurrect the dead, why let me bury my older brother? One of my favorite poets says that you are the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Lendl. Well, I'm clearly not on that list, because my blessings can't overflow a thimble. And I'm not calling you a liar, but quite frankly, I'm tired of trying to be inspired by the fact that you were with the Hebrew boys in the fire when my entire situation should have been easier for you to fix. So these days, I find myself contemplating whether your miracles were ever real, or if they were just magic tricks. So, yeah, I'm going through it. And it took a while, but God finally responded. And he said, Randy, your pain is legit. And your hurt, it's not fake. I know it seems like I'm asleep, but believe me, I'm awake. I won't quote you no verses or any corny Christian sayings. I'm just going to start with the reminder that you have no monopoly on pain. See, I was born in the manger, and that was the night the angels sung, but all I recall from that night is the foul smell of cow dung. And yeah, you buried some people, and the depression was hard to hide. Man, I can resurrect the dead, but I still cry when Lazarus died. And I'm not trying to downplay your pain by saying I have suffered more, but imagine experiencing such sorrow that blood sweats out your pores. And you see good people suffer, and wonder why the bad have it so good. Just remember that I was an innocent man when I was being nailed into that wood. And you talk about poverty and trying to make ends meet. I had my ends held together with a nail through my feet. And I won't tell you my whole story because that wouldn't help you anyway. I just want you to focus on the part where I rose on the third day. See, what that means is when I came out the grave, man, I came out a winner. I came out with enough grace to cover each and every sinner. And I came out a champ with the world heavyweight belt, with enough love and compassion to soothe the pain that you felt. And I came out a king. My asphalt is gold, and food stamps are not. You won't be left in the cold. I know it's hard to carry all this pain and hurt with you, but you're just looking at snapshots. I'm trying to show you the big picture. And if it seems like I'm just stating all the awesome things I can do, well, truth is, if you're in me, you've already won those fights too. Look, I'm not going to lie, man. This life can be hard. You'll be bruised and battered and emotionally scarred, but if you find healing in me, despite the stress and the hustle, hell, man, demons will flee when you flex your spiritual muscle. So when your hurt and your fear and your pain become a prison, just know you can slip right through those bars just because I've risen.